L.L. Bean is expanding its manufacturing capacity to meet what the company says is an ever-increasing demand for its signature product. As Patty White reports, the increase in production of bean boots will add an additional 100 jobs by the end of the year between its Brunswick and Lewiston facilities.
Between its manufacturing facility in Brunswick and this one here in Lewiston, L.L. Bean churns out thousands of boots daily.
L.L. Bean produces about 3,000 pairs of boots per day.
And that number is expected to grow, says spokesman Mac McKeever, as more and more consumers clamor for the iconic footwear. A decade ago, L.L. Bean sold about 150,000 pairs per year. By 2015, it was up to 500,000. Next year, the company expects to sell more than 1 million.
These beautiful, quirky, functional, rugged boots have just really resonated with cross-generational folks, still the folks that work outdoors, the loggers, the farmers, the hunters, the anglers, but now they've garnered favor in the fashion community.
To increase its capacity, L.L. Bean is moving its Lewiston facility to a larger space within the city and is adding an additional injection molding machine like this one, which supervisor Donna Barraby explains is used to make the boots' rubber bottoms.
As the boots come off, the robot pulls the boots, drops it onto a conveyance, and it's fed to our two people that trim.
Within seconds of picking up the boot bottom from the conveyor belt, employee Diane Norman cuts the edges to make them clean and smooth, then hands it to Emily Johnson, who affixes the L.L. Bean label on the back heel. The manufacturing workforce is expected to grow with the increase in production, says Mac McKeever.
Between our Brunswick manufacturing facility and our Lewiston manufacturing facility, this year we're going to be hiring over 100 people to keep up with this surge in demand that we've realized.
The pay range will be between $12 and $17 an hour. The move to the new facility in Lewiston will take place in phases and will begin this spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.